First, I'm just going to explain what we're doing here today. Some of you may be familiar with this, some of you maybe not so familiar. We're a Baptist church. I suppose the title is on the side of the tin in that sense. But what that means is actually this church was founded by somebody from the Adelson Baptist Church in 1918. And as a result of that, we have what we call a baptistry dug into the foundation of our building. So under here, you'll see a pool of water. And what we do, there are many different traditions in baptism. I'm not saying any of the other ones are wrong. I'm just saying this is what we do. And you can take that as you will. But this is our tradition. Our tradition is that we believe that we baptize people as they come to faith. So they believe and then they're baptized. So what that means is we don't baptize children as infants. We wait for them to get to an age where they make a decision for themselves. And when they've made a decision for themselves, then they've come to faith and then we baptize them. And that's the order we do things here in this church. And so that's why all those that are getting baptized today, Akshaya, James and David, they're all of an age where they can speak and also sort of say for themselves, yeah, I believe in Jesus and I want to follow him. And that's why we're baptizing them today. They've made that decision. So that's what we're doing. I'm just going to say a few things. Actually, quite a lot is really aimed at those these guys who are being baptized today, but you can listen in. And first of all, I want to also thank you to Emma, who's just been leading worship, and Katie, who's inconveniently in Vancouver at the moment, but they've been preparing our children for this baptism, and they've done a great job on that, so I want to thanks to them. And last week, I met up with these guys, and just got chatting about baptism. And I've always wondered, because these are the first children that I've been here 19 years now. Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay, you were probably all so stunned that you thought, no, surely he couldn't have been here that long, he doesn't look old enough. Yeah. And I think this is the first time I've baptised people under 18, I think, possibly maybe 16. But and I thought to myself, I wonder if they're too young. So I got chatting to them and I'm thinking, goodness me, these guys, they've got it. They really have got faith. They know what they're talking about. They really have come to know Jesus and have made this decision for themselves. They're not being pushed into this. And so just want to assure you, if you're thinking, I wonder whether these guys know what they're talking about or what they're doing, or are they doing it for the right reasons, I just want to commend them to you. They speak really well of their faith of Jesus. They ask some great questions. If you know me, I love questions when people ask questions about God. Not because I have the answers, but I think, oh yeah, I wonder, that's a good question. They have great questions. So they're doing well in faith. So I just want to commend them to you. And what they've been looking at over the last few weeks is what I kind of call the watery stories in the Bible. Okay. What I mean by that is, you may have known the story of Noah. excuse me. And I'm just going to get some more water in the watery theme. So the story of the flood, where the old creation goes and a new creation comes. And that's, as I think Akshaya said to me, well, it's like a baptism of the whole world. Yeah, it is. Well done. Yeah, you've got it. That's it. Exactly right. Most adults don't get that, by the way, actually. They're seeing animals going in two by two. But actually, this is really, the story is a baptism of the whole world. Old goes, new comes. And then another watery story is Moses. He leads his people out of slavery into freedom through the Red Sea. And behind them is the old life of slavery. Ahead of them is the new life of freedom and a promised land. That's what the Bible is telling us about baptism, the stories of old. So I'm going to read you just a few verses about baptism and talk a little bit about that, and then I'm going to hand it over to the children. From Romans says this. This is a letter that Paul, an early Christian leader, wrote to a church in Rome. He said, "Don't you know that all of us who are baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Now that may sound a bit heavy for talking about children here being baptized into Christ's death. But that is what's happening. I think that we talked about this last week a little bit. As we baptize anyone, they go into the waters, they die to the old, they die with Christ, but we don't keep them in the water. We have done a health and safety risk assessment on this. We don't keep them in the water. They come out to new life in Christ. Just as Christ rose from the dead, they also rise to a new life. And it's a powerful transformation of the resurrection of Jesus, the death and resurrection of Jesus. Now, when an adult is baptized, usually we can sort of say, well, you know, they're leaving their old life behind and they're coming to this new life. And we might think, well, there's plenty of older life that they could leave behind. You know, all of us have lived a bit. And if we're adults, and we might think, yeah, there's a fair bit, a few things I could leave behind and say goodbye to. There's a fair few sins I can confess. But when people are as young as these guys who have been baptized, maybe, well, there's definitely more life ahead of them than there is behind them, right? Yeah. So does that make much sense that they're dying to their old life? Now, maybe we need to ask their parents whether there are certain sins they need to confess, or maybe even better, ask their siblings. I know that in my house, that would get a very honest answer. But at whatever stage in life, you know, we can all turn from the old and seek the new. And that new life is what I'm want to focus on for you guys, that there is a new life ahead of you that you are walking into today. And as you come out of the water here, you stand, you know, we've talked about these watery stories, but you stand on the shore of the new life in Jesus. And ahead of you is new life, is a horizon of God's future for you, which is good and is powerful and is exciting. What lies ahead of you, let me tell you this, is that you will know that you are children of God. You know that you're children of God. You know that you are loved by Him. What lies ahead of you is a life where you can know forgiveness, because you don't come out of the water perfect. I think, we talked about this last week. Still things to work on, you know, for the rest of your life. Believe it or not, I am not yet perfect. Again, stunned silence. But, you know, you can know forgiveness for your wrongdoing, and you will experience transformation. You'll be transformed inwardly day by day. That's what the scriptures tell us. You'll know your place in the people of God. Some of here, the bigger family of God as well. You'll know that you're part of a bigger picture, part of a bigger story, part of a family, a bigger family than you already know. You'll live a life where you encounter God and experience His power. You'll know peace in times of difficulty. You'll know answers to prayer. I encourage you to pray prayers. I find that people your age with faith, when they pray prayers, stuff happens more than old skeptics like me start praying. So I encourage you, pray some prayers. Dare to pray some risky prayers and see what happens. And you'll see, through God, opportunities open up for you, things that you never thought you'd end up doing. I can tell you, you'll end up doing stuff that you didn't even realise was possible through God. So, like Noah, you're disembarking this ark of baptism, and a whole new life lies ahead of you. And God says, just go and cultivate that life, live in that life. Like Moses, you stand on the other side of the shore of the Red Sea. There's a promised land ahead of you on the horizon. And it's not all going to be easy, by the way. You know, life as a Christian doesn't mean say, oh, now I'm a Christian, everything's good and rosy. You know, there'll be difficult times. There'll be times, no doubt, when you doubt. There'll be times where people will stand against you and oppose you. There'll be times when you're tempted. There'll be times when you want to stop and go back. That's all normal. But just keep your eyes on Jesus. I know your eyes are on Jesus now. But keep your eyes on Jesus, and He'll be faithful to you. And my final thing I'm going to say to you is, and I felt as I was praying that this is important for you to know, that you are, Jesus says to the people that were listening to Jesus, He said, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. And I want you guys to know, as you're baptized today, that you come out of the water, you are the light, you are lights in this world. And believe it or not, this world needs light. There's a lot of darkness out there. And Just as the scripture said, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. This new life for you will be bringing light to the world. So I want to bless you in that. May you bring the influence of Christ wherever you go. There's plenty of people that say, oh, I'm an influencer now, and I don't know what they're talking about. I really don't, on many levels. But may you influence the world for Christ.
Amen.
May you bring the presence of Christ in a world that is so disembodied now. What I mean by that is everyone's on their screen. I went into London yesterday, I had a gig in London, and most people I saw, I'm there, I haven't been to London for ages, I'm like, look at all these buildings. Like and people are just kind of like this. You bring the presence, the real presence of Christ. Keep focusing on the real presence of Christ, and you will bring that to people in this new life. You will bring wisdom. You already have, actually. If you spend any time with these guys on a Sunday, you will know that they already have the wisdom of Christ. But keep growing in that, because there's artificial intelligence and all kinds of stuff out there that is just, we need real wisdom. You don't get that through anything else but other than through Jesus. And finally, I always say finally a few times, but this is the real finally. Through you, may you turn the world upside down so it's the right way up for heaven. So that the kingdom of heaven will come and things that we think are the right way up actually are turned the right way around for God's purposes. You'll probably work that out as you go along. That will make sense as you get older. Yeah. That's what I have to say. So I'm going to hand it over to these guys in a second. So let me just explain what's going to happen next.